Many Utah leaders are applauding federal court rulings that stymie updates to federal clean water regulations. They're looking to the courts and Congress to kill the rules. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Originally, groups across the political spectrum supported the idea of clarifying clean water rules back when the U.S. Supreme Court ordered environmental regulators to specify exactly when the Clean Water Act applies. Environmental groups like the National Wildlife Federation think headwaters need to be safeguarded. Steve Moyer is the chief advocate for another national conservation group, Trout Unlimited.
The Clean Water Act has a really valuable role in making sure that healthy streams stay healthy and that damaged streams don't get worse so that groups like ours can bring them back to life.
But the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's final proposal is under siege now by industry and conservatives. And last week, a federal judge put the rule on hold nationwide. For the state of Utah and other critics, EPA's proposal is not about clean water, but control. They say it covers stock ponds and arroyos that fill up only during floods. Randy Parker is CEO of the Utah Farm Bureau Federation.
The biggest concern that we have is that this overreach will infringe on private property rights to a degree that we've never seen in the history of our nation.
Attorney General Sean Reyes signed Utah onto one of 9 lawsuits, and Utahns in Congress are backing legislation to kill the regulation there. Meanwhile, Parker says it'll probably take years and a trip back to the U.S. Supreme Court before the fight ends. Judy Faze, KUER News.